Julian with Truck Driver Job USA, and I wanted to go over the three biggest mistakes that I see drivers make when they're trying to obtain employment. One of the biggest mistakes I see drivers do is that they drive for companies that are not reporting to the DOT. And as you know, this will cause many problems because you don't have a history. The DOT is recording everything as far as where you've driven and your record. But if the company, let's say if you've been driving for a company for 2 or 3 years and they didn't record anything, man, you're talking about trouble. Now you're taking a driver who may have 2-3 years of experience down to 6 months, zero. I've seen all types of ridiculous scenarios where the driver is a vet, but you know, their driving history is not there. I've seen that happen. So, you know, don't be a victim of that when you're trying to get that next CDL Class A job. The second thing I've seen people do is drive non-CDL Class A driving positions, but the company says, hey, we're only hiring people with CDL Class A. Now, I don't know why the company's doing that. I don't know if it's a weak market and they can say, well, you know, we feel like we're getting a stronger or better candidate if we get the Class A guy. Well, guess what? Who ends up getting hurt? The Class A guy. If he ever tries to go back into driving tractor trailer, it depends on how much time that he had previously in the Class A industry experience and how long he's been out of the truck, because I've seen it hurt drivers more times than it's helped them. So that's the second mistake. Driving for companies like a box truck or something that does not need a Class A. And I mean, hey, if you're not going back to the CDL Class A industry, then, you know, it's not going to hurt you. But you never know what might happen. I mean, we're in, a pandemic right now. So you never know what skill that you're going to have to need to rely on to maximize your earning potential. And the last one that I've seen, and this is a heartbreaker, where I've seen drivers, you know, identify that the truck is not up to par and the company say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, we'll take care of any tickets you get, which is, to me, it's like one of the most foolish things that a driver can do, unfortunately. And the company never pays for the ticket, or the driver gets, you know, many tickets, and now their DOT or DAC, you know, everything is messed up at this point in time. So again, these are the three biggest mistakes that I've seen CDL Class A drivers make. And these people are great drivers. You know, they didn't have bad intentions or anything. They wasn't trying to game the system. They just ended up in some bad scenarios where, you know, they're more experienced, they're great drivers, they just don't have their credentials, or they're in a situation where their credentials were hurt because of, you know, just not having that knowledge about what's going to happen to their CDL Class A. So, you know, it's just like everything else in life. Boxing is one of my favorite sports, and the reason being is that you got to protect yourself at all times. And that's the same thing with any industry out there. You being a professional, you know, just protect yourself at all times.